and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. And, of course, as usual, we are going to have with us Mark Glynn of the American Free Press. We very much have a few issues that we're going to talk about today. Lots happening in the world, and we'll try to discuss. We don't want to give you news here, but we'll try to get you. Okay, let's see. I am told we have that, so let's turn that down because we're hearing it in the background. Okay, now I think that should take care of the problem. Mark, how are you today, my buddy?
Fine, how are you?
I'm fine. Mark, what's going on today? I know you are working on a couple of things, and I had I was working on something this Thursday on the TV show about Al Jazeera that we're going to discuss. Many people have heard of Al Jazeera, but definitely a lot of people, you know, don't know what Al Jazeera is all about. And also we have other stories that you're working on. What are you working on?
Well, of course, the big news is the IAEA's report. The IAEA, of course, being the National Atomic Energy Association, and the fact that it basically has given a clean bill of health to Iran. Of course, Israel is having a fit about this, accusing El Baradei, who is the head of the IAEA, of being they did everything except accuse him of being an anti-Semite. I guess they would have a hard time making that case since he is an Arab, and by definition that makes him a Semite. But the fact that he has given Iran basically a clean bill of health in terms of their nuclear program, and Israel is reacting in the typical way that Israel does when it doesn't get its way, which is that she's kicking her legs and screaming and having a fit, and saying that this report is unacceptable. Those were the words that Avigdor Liebman used in describing this. And, of course, the United States is doing its part as well in keeping key portions of this report hidden from public view, obviously because the exculpatory evidence in it is very damning to what the United States is trying to achieve with painting Iran as being a dangerous nation in pursuit of nuclear weapons. So in addition to that, obviously a lot of other things going on, but obviously this is of extreme importance, at least as far as I'm concerned.
Mark, speaking of hiding things, you know, one thing that is being hidden from the people here in the United States, and we'll talk about this after the break, is the fall of the dollar, which we will also visit because it's extremely important that we stay on top of this. So we will be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Current Issues. I am Hisham Tilawi, and with me is Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. Mark, there is a real war going on out there, and we are losing it, and it's the dollar. We talked about the dollar on this show many times, and as a matter of fact, we were pioneers in speaking about the dollar on the Current Issues TV show, because I would say 4 years ago we started talking about the dollar, and it will come time when the dollar will not be worth of what it was at that time. Now, Paul Craig Roberts, of course, he is the man a lot of RBN listeners probably familiar with who Paul Craig Roberts is. But he was very much credited for Reaganomics, and he's a political activist now. He worked for the Treasury Department. He was undersecretary, I believe, in the Reagan administration. Now, he wrote an article, and it's something that we have been talking about, but this is what he said. He said, when the dollar ceases to be the reserve currency. Now, we have talked about China changing some of its reserves into euros and yens. We've talked about other countries going completely 100% away from the dollar. And yesterday, the OPEC, the Organization of Petroleum Export Countries, they have because Iran wanted to introduce in the final, which is a member of the of OPEC, wanted to include that that the dollar is going down and is going down fast, and that OPEC needs and its the countries need to be aware of what is happening. But Saudi Arabia, of course, was the one who stopped that entry from the final declaration to mention that the American dollar, that they were concerned about the fall of the American dollar. But this is what Paul Craig Roberts said. He said, when the dollar ceases to be the reserve currency, foreigners will cease to finance the United States trade and budget deficit, and the American empire, along with its wars, will disappear overnight. Perhaps Bush will be able to get a World Bank loan, or maybe one from the Chavez Bank, to bring the troops home from Iraq and Afghanistan. This coming from Paul Craig Roberts, someone who understands economics, I take it seriously. I have taken seriously the fall of the dollar, and I always maintained that the war that we will lose and lose miserably is the dollar.
And by the way, this thing that you're talking about with OPEC meeting, this wasn't just some insignificant individual who made this comment about the collapse of the dollar. This was Prince Al-Faisal himself saying something, quoted as saying that we don't want the dollar to collapse instead of being able to do something good for OPEC. So, you know, to talk about the dollar falling, to talk about the dollar suffering a loss versus the dollar collapsing, these are very different themes here. So obviously he knows something about the state of dollar's worth in the world. And so if he were to use words such as this, I agree with you, Hisham. This is something that we have got to pay particularly close attention to.
Well, the dollar has lost 30% of its value since the start of the war. The dollar has lost a third of its value since the start of the war. The dollar has lost tremendously against other currencies. And, you know, all people have to do is also, you know, like, for instance, I don't know much about this Liberty dollar where the FBI went in there and confiscated computers and confiscated gold and precious metals. They know something is coming down with these, you know, private dollars, because Liberty dollar, all it is, it's private. It's private money. And it's just like buying a product.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why would the federal government feel threatened by private money? I don't know. All I can tell you is apparently there is something that they are afraid of, and that's why they are doing it. Now, of course, we welcome we don't want to have the show all on the Liberty dollar, but if somebody has an opinion of why they went in there and confiscated the Liberty dollar, they're welcome to call. So this is one of the subjects that we welcome people to talk to call about, which is the fall of the dollar and what is coming, actually what's in the future for this country. The other thing, Mark, is Al Jazeera, and you know, Al Jazeera, just to give our audience a little bit of historical information, it started back in 1996 in a very small Arab state called Qatar, that is Qatar, in 1996. In the same year, Qatar had given the United States permission to build one of the largest Air Force bases in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for cough buttons. Because it sounds like I'm coming down with something. So it was just only a click away. Sometimes I reach it, sometimes I don't. But going back. Now, in 1995, the current emir, which is like the ruler, the king of Qatar, was very much, he toppled his father in a bloodless coup held by the United States, the CIA, and the Mossad, because they wanted, the father was not so friendly to the United States, so they wanted to get somebody in there who's more friendly, and they picked his son. So the son very much took over control from his dad. His dad went to Geneva, Switzerland back in 1995 for medical treatment. And while he was gone, he just made himself the king there, or the emir. And so this was in 1995. And the United States was one of the first countries to actually recognize this emir. Months later, he gives the United States permission to build the largest Air Force base in the world, the largest weapon depot in the world that was used actually in the war on Iraq and Afghanistan. And also in the same year, he establishes with his own money Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera is something that was very much, it's a news agency, and a lot of people who are familiar with it know that it's probably more popular than CNN and Fox in the world, even though it is an Arabic language news agency. But this is the thing, being the emir is pro-Zionist, pro-United States, the he gives permission to the United States to build this huge Air Force base, and at the same time establishes a news network that George Bush wanted to bomb and says that it is a mouthpiece for bin Laden, which is true. All of the fake bin Laden tapes have shown up on Al Jazeera first, so which made me question two things. That number one, it couldn't be Al Jazeera if it was not doing a service to the United States. It will not be allowed to function in Qatar, because all it takes is a phone call from George Bush to the Qatari emir, and he will shut it down. As you know, Mark, yesterday, the United Arab Emirates shut down two of the main Pakistani television channels that broadcast from Dubai, because the Pakistani government wanted them shut down. They did not want these two TV stations from Dubai to broadcast to Pakistani people. So if Musharraf can pick up the phone and put pressure on the United Arab Emirates to shut down two Pakistani channels, I guarantee you, and being someone from that part of the world with a PhD in international relations, I guarantee you that I know for a fact that if Bush wants to shut down Al Jazeera, he would shut it down. But he does not want to shut it down, because Al Jazeera is a controlled opposition. It shows that it's opposing the United States and what the United States is doing, but in fact it is doing nothing but helping inflame the sectarian violence between the Sunnis and the Shiites. I watch the Al Jazeera, and I can tell you and I can analyze that if it was not for Al Jazeera, you will not have all the violence that we see and all the sectarian violence that we see in the Middle East. What do you make out of all this, Mark?
Well, actually, I'd like for you to go expand that a little bit for the benefit of the rest of us who may not understand how Al Jazeera has fueled the sectarian violence.
Well, this is what happens. Al Jazeera started in 1996. At the same year, Clean Break document came out in 1996. We know beyond any reasonable doubt that the Israelis wanted to divide Iraq and wanted to control the Middle East. And the United States wanted to set up bases in the Middle East so they can have this new Middle East that the 1996 document talked about. Okay, we will continue this after the break. We will be right back, and of course we welcome your phone calls.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 420.
426 Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426 Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's continue with this Al Jazeera thing. Mark asked me, how did they inflame this sectarian violence between the Sunnis and Shiites, and actually how did they inflame the hatred between the two people? Number one, you have to remember that these two people have been living together for 1400 years, and there are so many families in Iraq that these divisions as Sunnis and Shiites were not even a consideration in anybody's mind at any time. There are so many intermarriages. There are people, so many families where the mother is Shiite, the father is Sunnis, or vice versa. Now, any time a country wants to invade another country, one of the first things they do is they set up what is known as controlled opposition. This is an opposition force that will be opposing the invading forces to gain the trust of the local people. In 1996, Al Jazeera started, and it was like a fresh air in the Arab world, because they never had what you call an independent news media or free press. Because most TV stations and radio stations were either owned by the government or operated by the government, or they have a set of rules that they have to abide with, where they can't criticize the government or they can't criticize the friendly governments of the government, etc., etc. So Al Jazeera was a fresh air where it was criticizing governments, it was telling people the way it is, so it gained the trust of the people. It gained the trust. It captured the minds and the brains of the Arab world. This was starting in 1996. Now comes 2001, which is 5 years later. What they had done, Mark, if you remember, and you know that in this country, if a Muslim boy steals a loaf of bread from the grocery store, the news media will say, a Muslim and they might put militant in quotation or something, stole a loaf of bread. But when somebody, like for instance, when this Jewish doctor in Florida, I forgot his name, when he was convicted of wanting to destroy a mosque, they said they did not say anything about him being Jewish. So you can understand how the media manipulates stories. Now, mm-hmm. what Al Jazeera has done in Iraq, if let's say there was a violence on between families or between people, if one of them was Sunni and the other one's Shiite, even though this violence could be over a pack of cigarettes or whatever, they will say that, you know, a Shiite man killed a Sunni man. And all these problems and all these supposedly suicide bombings that took place, they never investigated exactly who was doing these, but they will say a Shiite force attacked a Sunni neighborhood. And when you keep repeating those things over and over and over again and having interviews with people who are Sunnis and Shiites, and they bring these people on the extremes, you're always going to have extremes. 90% of the people who are Sunnis and Shiites, they have no problem, none whatsoever between them. But then you're going to have these extreme nuts, and you know what I'm talking about, then they will glorify these extremes and make it look like as if there was really a problem between Sunnis and Shiites. And before you know it, the population on both sides will be saturated with this hatred. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
That's exactly what Al Jazeera has done from the on-the-ground reporting from there. And also there, some of their reporters even said that they were – now, you have to understand, Al Jazeera is in Qatar. Qatar is a Sunni state. Most Arab countries, 90% of Muslims in the world are Sunnis and about 10% are Shiites. So most of the Arab states are Sunni states. So it was Al Jazeera – wanted to grab the attention of the Sunni majority, which is 90%. So it was giving them what they want to hear, which is the Shiites are beating up on the Sunnis in Iraq. I'm not saying that this did not take place, but what I'm saying is the problem in Iraq, it was never a Sunni over Shiite or Shiite over Sunni. Now, today it is, and they have succeeded. Because this is what Israel has said back in 1982 in the Strategies for Israel in the 1980s document, that the removal of Saddam Hussein regime is very important so they can work on these fault lines. And they identified the fault lines as being the Sunnis and Shiites and as being the Kurds and the Arabs. So they have worked on those fault lines. Now, with Al Jazeera expanding on that and creating a real problem or the perception of a real problem. And whenever you create the perception of something, you will get it in the media. And so Al Jazeera created this perception that there was a problem between the Sunnis and the Shiites. And before you know it, the people on the street started talking about the Shiites. And I have seen this. We'll continue with this and welcome your phone calls after the break. So we will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swaps.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it.
A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Current Issues, and we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. I am Hisham Tilawi, along with Mark Glenn of the American Free Press. We are discussing Al Jazeera Television Network. Mark, you want to comment on what we said?
Yeah, or you have- I think obviously it's important the fact that You came from a part of the world where people are not allowed to criticize the government, and then sudden this major news organization pops up out of nowhere, and suddenly it's okay to start criticizing the government again.
Hold on. It starts criticizing other governments, but not the government where it is located, which is the Qatari government or any of the countries such as Saudi Arabia or some of the Gulf countries where Qatar has strategic and strategic relationship with, but they will criticize everybody else. But Qatar, I would like them to criticize the relationship between Qatar and Israel, and the nice atmosphere between these two countries. So yes, I. It was giving them information and criticizing other governments, but not the Qatari government. Go ahead.
Okay. What I would like to know from you is, because I will admit I have not seen Al Jazeera in quite a while because we just don't get it up here where I live. What kind of subtle – I mean, obviously they have to be very subtle because the Arab and the Muslim world is very aware of the fact that they're under the gun and that there is a propaganda machine is working against them 24 hours a day. So what kind of subtle things have you seen in these Al Jazeera broadcasts that you recognize as being just very slight deviations that in the end are being done to change the Arab mind about certain things?
Well, good question. For instance, now, let me tell you what I'm basing my information on besides personally watching Al Jazeera over the year from its inception. And because of the fact that I am involved in the media and I'm involved in politics, it gives me an oversight of analyzing, and I consider myself a political analyst, so when I hear things on TV or the radio, I know exactly what they are trying to accomplish by saying it the way they said it or by showing the pictures they're showing. Now, having said that, Al Jazeera, when it started, it was 100% everything that the Arab needs, the Arab mind need to see and hear. And then they started very slowly but surely giving doses of normalization with Israel into the Arab mind. For instance, you started hearing more and more and seeing more and more of Israelis on the on TV and on in Arabic, which was not known to the Arab world before. Because what the Israeli leaders have to say, the Arab mind is not going to accept it. So they started bringing these, for instance, Daniel Pipes. A lot of people in the United States know who Daniel Pipes is and know how notorious he is of being anti-Arab, anti-Palestinian, anti-Muslim Zionist Jew. They will bring him on, and this started after 2001, by the way. You did not see any of these people before 2001. You started seeing more and more Israelis coming on TV explaining something that the Western media will not do. Something that, you know, what Western media is going to give an Arab leader an hour to talk to the American people or to the British people? I can't see them. You know, do you think the Western media will give Ahmadinejad of Iran a whole hour to speak to the millions of Americans? Of course not. Al Jazeera did. It brought Sharon, it brought Shamir, it brought all these people to speak to the Arab people in their own homes. Al Jazeera was the first TV station to bring these people into the Arab homes. Now, being here in the West, you might not think much of it, but it is a big thing in the Middle East, because right now, you are bringing these people that supposedly experts like Daniel Pipes, and no one knows who Daniel Pipes is. They think he's an American journalist or an American analyst. And the way Daniel Pipes talked on Al Jazeera is completely different from the way he talks on Fox Network, for instance. On Fox Network, he talks about he's anti-Islam. He wants to very much arrest all Muslims in the United States and put them in concentration camps. But when he's on Al Jazeera, he's this nice guy talking to the Arab people. These are the things that Al Jazeera is beginning more and more bringing into the Arab minds. And the more you bring, you know, one thing that you have to understand is they have created Al Jazeera in Arabic and Al Jazeera in English. You would think that for it being one, just the language is different with one editorial board, you would think that they would be carrying stories the same way because it's only one editorial board. But it is far from it. Al Jazeera in Arabic, still 90% of what the Arab mind want to hear, 10% brilliantly modified and planned doses of normalization and acceptance of Israel as a power, and as a power in the area. But at the same time, the Al Jazeera English channel, which a lot of people can go and see it on the internet, it's free. See, this is the thing. CNN can't afford to give its programming for free on the internet. Fox can't afford to do that, but yet we find that Al Jazeera, which is established in a very small Arab country, can afford to give its programming to everybody in the world for free on the internet. Also, the money that is being spent, Al Jazeera was the first television station to actually start broadcasting high definitions. They have over 150 bureaus around the world. They have, this is like a multi-billion dollars organization that CNN can't even come close to or Fox can't even come close to. These are the questions. And for me, watching what Al Jazeera does, this is why I'm saying this is a controlled opposition. Add to that the interview that I had done with Khaled Omaira, who was a correspondent with Al Jazeera Net in English. And he will tell you that they changed the editorial board, and now it's nothing but BBC pro-Zionist journalist running it. Like, what's his name, Russell Merriman. He is the editorial chief there. You have David Frost, Sir David Frost. You know, he's and also, how could a Marine captain, John Rushing, go from being the press secretary for CENTCOM, Central Command, to being in the in Al Jazeera in English in there, and he's a big shot there with Al Jazeera in English. How could this happen? All these cannot fit together. You can't have a country that is pro-Israel, pro-United States, at the same time have an anti-Israel, anti-United States media. There's no way.
I'm interested to know, I assume you would have been watching it at the time, did Al Jazeera cover any of the Israeli spy scandal, you know, immediately following after 9/11, all of these spies?
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. You see, the thing about Al Jazeera is definitely, see, that's what a controlled opposition is. You can't, you must give this controlled opposition space to move and work. So, oh yeah, they cover it, and they covered it very good. And they cover, by the way, they cover a lot of the issues. That's why, you know, you do get a lot of good stuff on Al Jazeera in Arabic. It's still, like I said, 90%, it's still good. But it's that 10%, and the whole purpose of Al Jazeera is to change the minds and the thinking of the Arab people. You know, their motto is the opinion and the other opinion. You know, I want to see the United States government, the United States media doing that, having the opinion and the other opinion. I guarantee you things will start going so fast and changing so fast in this country, it's unbelievable. But they can't do it here because they want to be in control of the media. But yet Al Jazeera, you know, if you want to play this game, the opinion and the other opinion, and give both opinions valid time and enough time, then do it worldwide. Why choose a people who never had free press and all of a sudden want to implement free press? Well, with free press, you start getting the other opinion. And of course, when you give the other opinion more time, it will become a valid opinion. I don't care whose opinion it is. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so they're changing the Arab minds. They're changing the Arab minds slowly but surely to accept what is happening in the world, to accept the hegemony of the United States, to accept the hegemony of Israel in that region. That's how they change in minds. You know, very much accept defeat.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I noticed, because I spoke with Khaled Omaira as well after he did that interview on your program, which, by the way, I recommend that everybody, if you have the opportunity to see this program, you should go and see it. But one of the things that he mentioned...
Actually, Mark, it's available on DVD. They can go on the website and order the DVD of the interview with Khaled Omaira and about Al Jazeera. We're going to have this also available on other websites, probably such as RBN. We might have it available on RBN's website where you can go and order a copy of it.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, one of the things that I noted when I was interviewing him, and by the way, he is one of my favorite writers and has been for years, because he really does not worry about who's going to be offended by him painting an ugly picture. And in particular, as you know, Khaled has spent quite a bit of time talking about the brutality of life for the Palestinians, both Christian and Muslim, who are living in the West Bank. And he told me that this is a thing that really seemed to get under the skin of the editors at Al Jazeera was that he was being too frank and too honest with what life, the brutal life of a Palestinian living in Pretoria's was like. That this was the main point of contention that they had with him, that they wanted him to soften his tone and really to not be so honest about what the life for the Palestinians is like. And he, of course, credits that this was the thing that ultimately led him to being fired from them.
Well, you know, I did not understand at first, and he explained it very good, and I understood it, because he said that they wanted him to be neutral, and he couldn't be neutral. And I said, but a journalist is supposed to be neutral. And I said, you know, as compared to biased. And he said, no. He said, a journalist, and I really understand that concept, that a journalist should not be neutral. He should be honest. See, there's a difference between neutrality and honesty. You know, neutrality is you're not going to, say or get involved in what you're reporting. But honestly is you're reporting what you see, regardless if you are reporting one side over the other. If that's where the truth lies, then let it be. And I understood that concept. And I think journalism, it should not be neutral. It should be honest.
That's right. Yeah.
And that's what he said, because he said that they wanted him, like whenever he said about the Israelis demolishing homes, they did not want him to say that. Whenever he said that the Israelis were killing children, they did not want to say that. And when he used the word martyr in quotation, even in quotation, they did not want him to use the word martyr in quotation. That's why they were sending his articles back for him to revise, and they will tell him, remove this and take that. And then he figured out, it's like, look, if I'm removing what the Israelis are doing just to please the editors, then I'm not reporting. Then what I'm doing is writing what the editors want me to write. And that's, by the way, what 99% of our supposedly free press is. It's controlled by these editors who are controlled by a policy, a certain agenda, and that's what the problem is. So I understood his concept of that a journalist should be honest, that you could not be neutral when you are reporting in such situations. How can you be neutral between the oppressed and the oppressor, the oppressed and the oppressor? How can you be neutral between the occupiers and those who are occupied? How can you be neutral between the killer and the victim, the murderer and the victim? You know, there's no way that you can be neutral, but you can be honest. And that's why he was kicked out of Al Jazeera. After these editors, like Russell Merriman, who is a Jew, by the way. Russell Merriman is Jewish. And then you have David Frost, and you have a lot of Jewish editors at Al Jazeera. So it makes you think, why, you know, is it a lack of personalities of Arabs who can be reporters in English? It's all over the place. All you have to do is look at CNN when they used to have, I don't know if they still have it, the international reporters. They used to get reporters from Egypt, Jordan, all over the place. So there are Arab journalists and there are Arab editors, but yet Al Jazeera in English and Al Jazeera Net is controlled by these pro-Zionist Jews who spend many, many years with the BBC reporting for Israel, and then now they are on top of Al Jazeera. Things don't add up, Mark. Don't add up.
I agree with you. Now let me ask you this. People listening to this, they're going to say, oh, well, what about all these instances over the years? For example, the Palestine hotel that was rocketed by an American tank, and some of these other instances where Al Jazeera appeared, and I say that word in quotations, appeared to have been deliberately targeted by American forces. Doesn't that blow up on your theory that Al Jazeera is controlled opposition?
On the On the contrary, Mark, it makes my argument even more valid.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it Al Jazeera? I tell you what, we'll catch this after the break, and of course we welcome everybody's phone calls in the next hour. So we will be back in a couple of minutes. See you then.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gentlemen, this is Current Issues, and we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark, you asked me why did they target Al Jazeera? Good question. And in order for you to have a controlled opposition, that opposition has to be a true opposition in the eyes of the people surrounding it. You can't have an opposition that you are being lenient with. So in order to convince the Arabs and convince even the American people that Al Jazeera is an enemy, we had to go in, number one, kill some of their we targeted some of their reporters. I can tell you one thing. These Al Jazeera reporters did not report no more than what CNN reported, Fox reported, or even some of the other, like the BBC or other news information or news media outlets out there. Forget about the American media because they don't report what's going on. I guarantee you the Russian media reported a hell of a lot more than what Al Jazeera reported. The Iranian news agency reported a lot more. You know, if Al Jazeera was in Iran, I can say, you know what? It's in a country that's supposedly anti-American, but it's in Qatar. So the killing of Tariq Ayoub in Baghdad, where the United States have targeted Al Jazeera and targeted one of Al Jazeera reporters, the United States government bombed Al Jazeera in Afghanistan. We have Al Jazeera cameraman sitting in Guantanamo Bay for 4 years now. There is absolutely, but they had made a big deal, and every day Al Jazeera reminds its people, reminds its viewers with Sami Al-Haj being in Guantanamo Bay. All he was doing, he was a cameraman. They caught him and they brought him to Guantanamo Bay. Until now, he was not sent to court or whatever. Why? Because they wanted Al Jazeera to continue using him as, hey, we are fighting this fight with the American or against the Americans. And they have some of our people, and they always remind their viewers about how many people they have were killed and how many of their bureaus were shut down around the world. You have to make now, not everybody in the controlled opposition needs to know that they are controlled opposition. You know, if the emir himself knows that, then that's plenty enough, because he has in his own hand he can change this board of director and the board of editorial board, which he did, by the way. You know, from 2003 until probably about a few months back, there was a guy named Wada Khamfar, who was a Palestinian. He was the managing director of Al Jazeera. Now, whatever period they wanted him to be, now he was nothing but a reporter, and all of a sudden he's on the top of Al Jazeera pyramid. Now they used him from 2003 until about 4 months ago, and now he's out, and somebody else who is more pro-Israel, pro-America, is in his place. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in a couple of minutes with the second hour of Current Issues. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.